CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Thought determines what you want. Action determines what you get." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who think and then act. Our first Playmakers company is the premier provider of in-room hotel entertainment. Our next Playmaker offers custom envelope manufacturing with speed and quality. With us today is a CEO whose company is the most deployed digital signage platform worldwide, while our next president specializes in rush orders. These great Playmakers are Vanessa Ogle, CEO of Enseo, and Mike Curtis, president of Texas Envelope Company. We'll begin today's show with Mike. Texas Envelope Company opened its doors on April 1st, 1983, as Tejas Envelope Company, founded by Ernie Curtis. Texas Envelope is a custom manufacturer of envelopes with speed second to none. Mike Curtis joined the family business in February of 1985 and has been president for the last 10 years. Texas Envelope Company specializes in speed, quality, and special sizes and situations, and manufactures and prints approximately 20 million envelopes per month. Mike is also passionate about soccer and has been a player and coach for the North Dallas 40 Soccer Club since 1980, in addition to coaching an under-14 boys soccer team. Well, Mike, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Happy to be here, Steve.
We're going to talk envelopes first. So why is the envelope business still a thriving industry?
Well, it's really been making a comeback lately, and I think it has a lot to do with people sitting down at their desk, opening their email, and just hitting delete, 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 delete. And messages aren't getting through on email like they were in the beginning of email. So direct mail is making a big comeback.
Well, a lot of people call direct mail junk mail because they don't necessarily like it. But it seems like, as you were talking about a comeback, that companies want to get in front of the customer right now. And the way to do that was something physical they can hold in their hand, they can open up.
Absolutely. And the more it stands out, the bigger it is in the stack of mail, the more ink it has on it. If it's glossy, if it maybe has an offer or something like that, they may leave that on the bar in the kitchen or on their desk, so it hangs around right in their face, whereas on their email, it's probably deleted immediately.
Well, even at that, we do need to mail things on a regular basis.
That's right.
We do need envelopes, regardless if it's a direct mail campaign. So what do you think the future is of the envelope and direct mail business?
Short term, for sure, it's looking really, really good. Our business is as strong as it's been in the last 10 to 15 years. Long terms, you know, it depends. It depends on the Postal Service. It depends on what other innovations come out. A lot of people call it a mature industry, but I think it remains to be seen on, you know, where it goes and how much longer it lasts. I think it'll still be around for the rest of my life.
I believe the internet and email has changed your business dramatically, and it's almost become an art to mail something these days, from either a personal note to somebody or to do direct mail. And it comes out a little bit different. So do you do a lot of creativity and work with your clients in designing direct mail pieces?
We do a little bit. A lot of times the work that we do has already been designed by an agency. You really want it to stand out. And, you know, color targeted mail is more important these days with variable data printing, where you can put actually, if you would go and look at a car, they could send you a postcard with a picture of the car that you looked at and your name on it. And then the next person could have their name and a picture of the car they looked at with variable data printing. So it's a lot more targeted these days.
Well, you brought that up, and there's some innovations in your business. One of them I saw on your website, and you have a number of definitions, but something called Jet Envelopes. What are
those? That's actually a brand name. Jet is a piece of equipment. And it's a high-speed litho printing press that can print envelopes that are white unprinted or a color unprinted. It can print them at a high rate of speed. If it's just black ink, it can do up to 70,000 envelopes in an hour. If it's two-color front and back, then it's going to be more like maybe 15,000, 20,000 envelopes an hour.
Well, you specialize in rush business, and I just heard the 70,000. How quickly can you get a project done for a client?
Oh, we've done them in one day before. You know, it just depends on what it is. If it's 5 million pieces, we're not going to get that done in one day. But we've had clients call us up and need 5,000 envelopes by the close of business, and we've got it done.
There's something else I saw on your website, flat sheet envelopes. How does that differ from the equipment you just mentioned?
Flat sheet is we take a large sheet and we print the envelope on the sheet first. So it might be, say, a 2335 sheet. It's got eight envelopes up on a sheet. And then we take it to a cutting press, cut them out, put them on a machine that folds them all up. That way you can have full bleed color front and back.
Mike, I also understand you have a rather interesting idea you came up with for your clients.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was reading your book, Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and you have in there what the definition of insanity is, which is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And so I was thinking about my clients, especially some out-of-town clients, and how do I get to them, and how do I stand out, and how do I look different? My son came home with something that he got from a friend who had gone to the state fair, and it just gave me this idea to send these toy ray guns to my clients. And I called it the Texas Envelope Company Problem Zapper. And we put a card in there with the little toy ray gun, and it said, just point this at all of your problems and pull the trigger, and it'll make them go away. You don't need to point them at your envelope problems. We've got those covered. And then we had some fine print on there, and in the fine print I put, you know, this doesn't actually work. However, if you point it at your problems and pull the trigger, it might make you feel better. And if it makes you feel better, you might think different. And if you think different, you might look at your problem differently and figure out a way to solve the problem. So therefore, it does work.
Great idea. So what's the mission of the Texas Envelope Company?
We want to be the best overall source of envelopes in the Southwest. And, you know, I used to say we think we are. Now I know we are.
Well, your business is a very commoditized business, very generic. Lots of people do them. You're standing out. My guess is what you're providing in addition to speed is service for your clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the difference it takes to be successful. You also had mentioned deforestation and the paper industry. How is that changing these days?
You know, it's interesting because there's a lot of misinformation floating around out there about deforestation and the paper industry. A lot of people, I've seen these emails that say, don't print this email, save a tree. Nothing could be further from the truth. The paper industry plants approximately 7 trees for every tree that they harvest. So we have this belief that we're cutting down old growth forest when actually the opposite's true. There are more trees in America today than there were 70 years ago. Trees are really a crop. So when you think of paper, think of corn.
They need to redo it all the time. And
right.
We're going to go through it, and we always have plenty of corn.
Right, we do. Maybe we need to make envelopes out of corn.
Well, you obviously, Mike, have a passion for the envelope business. You've been in it almost as long as the company has been around. But you have a couple of more passions, too, specifically soccer. How did that become a passion of yours?
I started playing soccer as a kid, and I was fast, and I could score goals, and played in college, and started playing right after college, started coaching. I've never stopped doing it. I've been to Europe to watch games, watch games every Saturday morning during the season. I love Tottenham Hotspur and coach my son's team, so it's something that I love.
Well, tell us about the North Dallas 40 Soccer Club. Who do you play?
North Dallas 40 Soccer Club is probably the largest men's adult soccer club in the United States, possibly. We have 15 adult teams, and we have 5 youth teams. We've recently started adding youth teams. North Dallas 40 was started by a guy by the name of Bud Holloway in 1974, and a lot of people think that he named it after the movie North Dallas 40, but that's not what happened. He didn't like the team he was playing on, so he started his own team. He put on a message board that there was a practice, and 40 guys showed up at a North Dallas park.
North Dallas 40.
Right.
So you don't know anything better. You just know that as far as your passion for sports.
Yeah, I could never play for another club.
And how does Boy Scouts fit into all that?
I was a Boy Scout growing up and loved being a Scout and was very passionate about it. My son got in Scouts now, and he really likes it. And I'm Assistant Scoutmaster, love going on campouts, climbing mountains, hiking. It's a lot of fun.
Let's go back to your business for just a moment. Let's go back to and talk about direct mail. There's a lot of different ways you could do that. You're in the envelope business, but you also do pieces such as postcards.
Yes.
So anything they want to have to get to the customer, you can put together for them.
We can. Anything they want to put through the mail, we could do that for them. We also have a product called a pocket mailer, which is really just a rectangular sheet of paper that on one end, it has a pocket that is actually the return piece. You roll fold it three or four times, put some tabs on it, and then that is the carrier part of the envelope. So you can mail that to somebody. They open it up, look at it, perf off the return part, and then send that back. Agencies like this because there's a lot of billboard space on this paper. They can put a lot of color.
Well, we talked about jet envelopes a little while ago. You must have a lot of different types of equipment to do this type of work.
We do. We have, we have about six different folding machines. We have four different cutting presses. We have eight printing presses and a lot of really good dedicated people.
Well, you started in the business about 30 years ago. What's the biggest change you've seen in either envelopes or direct mail?
Probably two things. And direct mail is variable data and the ability to target individuals on what they're specifically looking for. The opposite of the old credit card offers where they would just send it to everybody in America. Now they can send something specifically to one person. And then the other would be art. You know, back when I got into it, we had art boards. We would take a picture of the art with a camera and then make a negative, and it's all digital and electronic now, a lot easier, a lot faster.
Well, all the years you've been involved with the business, what's the secret to the success for the Texas Envelope Company?
You know, it's the way that we deal with people, getting back with people quickly, finding out what their problems are, helping them solve their problems. You know, people buy from people, and if our people take care of those people, they'll call us again.
Well, we went through a lull in our economy about 7-8 years ago. Did that impact your business at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And direct mail hadn't really started to bounce back at that point. We were really thinking maybe this was the beginning of the end for the direct mail industry. But over the last few years, it's bounced back pretty well.
Well, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you or find out more about your company.
You can go online, and our URL address is www.texenv.com. You can call us at 214-358-5661. We'd be happy to help you with anything you may need.
All that information is also on our website, too, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. Mike, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show. You are a playmaker.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
Mike Curtis is the president of the Texas Envelope Company, a playmaker. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk about the in-room systems in hotels. We're going to speak with the CEO of Enseo. Her name is Vanessa Ogle. Back with Vanessa right after this.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk about the in room experience in hotels. We're going to talk about a company founded by CEO Vanessa Ogle 16 years ago. And Seo is the fastest growing hospitality platform and has been recognized as the premier provider of in-room entertainment and media solutions by the world's largest hotel groups and leading digital signage networks. The Enseo solution includes free-to-guest content, hotel branding, remote monitoring and management, Wi-Fi, and digital signage as it powers more than 1.7 million hotel rooms. Prior to Enseo, Vanessa served as a vice president and general manager of 3DFX Interactive, a publicly traded California corporation in the business of 3D graphics and entertainment products. Vanessa, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
And sales is an interesting concept, and I'm going to ask you about where you came up with the name, but what gave you the idea of developing a company such as this?
I was working for 3DFX Interactive, and they decided they wanted to be an entertainment company, not a technology company. And there was this great company out of Tulsa, Oklahoma called the TV Guide Company, or Gemstar. And they needed a product so that they could put the TV guide in a new format on televisions and all of the cable television channels across the country. And so they came to us and we developed a product for them that allowed them to have the very first electronic program guide for every cable channel across the country.
Now this is just standard. You wonder why a TV wouldn't have it, but apparently
right.
Back in those days we didn't have it.
That's right. Electronic program guides or channel guides were new things back then.
So that must have been a good 20 years ago.
That's right.
And you got the idea from that.
I did.
So what is Enseo? If you had to describe it, what would you say you do or have or produce?
Enseo is a company that provides technology-based services into the commercial environments, whether that is in-room entertainment for hotels, Wi-Fi, Netflix, regular channels for television. And we do that based on our own platform. And so we have a piece of hardware that we developed from scratch, and we manufacture that platform. We install it into the hotel rooms, and then the hotels use that to provide entertainment and operation services, both for their guests and to operate their properties.
Now, this must be a competitive business. Do you have a number of good competitors out there?
We do, absolutely.
So what does it take to be number one? What do you do differently from your competition?
Well, the number one thing that we do differently from our competition is that we design our own platform. Everyone else is dependent on other people to design things for them. And this is it's a small market, relatively speaking, in the consumer electronics space. And so even though there's big boys in the space that make televisions that make millions and millions of units a day, in this space, it's not big enough for them to put enough attention in it for them to really do a fantastic job.
Well, you've been in business 16 years. What changes have you seen in your industry over those 16 years?
Oh, my. The number one thing in this space 16 years ago was video on demand. People bought movies in hotel rooms, all kinds of interesting movies in hotel rooms. And that was the business. That's what made everyone money. The companies that were in our business actually bought the televisions and gave the televisions to the hotel companies.
Giving them the hardware so they can have sell the movies.
They did. It was kind of the old Rockefeller model. But now that's not the case. Hotels buy their own televisions. They buy their own equipment. And the most important information and entertainment in the guest room isn't the movies that's provided by the hotels or the chains. It's the content that everyone carries in with them. They all have mobile devices. They all have their favorite websites. They all have streaming access of things like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and Vudu, Pandora. So they have their own music. They have their own video that they like. And all we're doing is enabling them to watch their own content once they're in their hotel rooms.
Has your industry changed so that the hotel can still make money from guests staying in the hotel watching TV?
Well, you said it exactly right. The hotels make money from guests staying in their hotel rooms, not from them watching
TV. So it's no longer a surcharge, but it's getting guests to having something in there for them, for entertainment.
That's right. It's a guest experience. It's an amenity for the guest. If the guest gets to have exactly the content that they want in their hotel room, then they're much more likely to return. And we're seeing that it's working quite well. Guest satisfaction scores are rising every day.
So the hotel business is realizing this is really a service to provide for their customers to keep them coming back in addition to everything else they're doing.
Exactly right.
Even the smaller properties too. Well, I read an article in the Dallas Business Journal a few years ago where you had a 250% growth rate in 2 years. How is your growth rate now, and why is it growing so large?
So the growth rate is phenomenal right now. We've grown over 50% a year for the last 2 years. This year we're slated for about 120% growth. It's really exciting. And the more exciting piece of the growth is that 4 years ago when we did that article, the growth was we sold a piece of hardware, and then the next month we had to find another customer, build another piece of hardware, and sell another piece of hardware. And it was really kind of hunting and killing every day something new. So now we sign these hotels up, they buy the equipment that goes in, and then we have a long-term service contract with them, so we have the opportunity to have a long-term relationship with that customer, as well as a growing base of revenue over time on a, you know, 5 to 7 year basis. So it is it's a fun time.
We talked about before the show started that you're in a work in process because it's nothing stays the same. What are the changes that have happened over the last few years that have been new, and where do we go from here?
It is absolutely an evolutionary changing business. So there's innovation, but there's innovation kind of that is iteratively happening on a regular basis. Three years ago, people didn't know what Netflix was. Right? They just didn't understand. People watched linear television. They watched ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, lots of sports. They're still watching those channels. But now when you look at a normal channel lineup, there are so many people. We talked right before the show started about your son who doesn't watch linear channels anymore. He's a cord cutter. So if it's not something that he can stream on his device, then he's not going to watch it. There are so many people, these millennials, these younger people, our children's age, and that's what they do. That's what they watch. And so now it's about enabling their content that they want, their subscription-based services as they come into these hotel rooms.
Now, I think you answered this question I'm going to ask you, but from some of the information I received from you, have OTT, over-the-top applications?
Yes.
What is that?
Over-the-top applications are these subscription-based services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Go. ESPN just launched that they're going to have an OTT service. Again, so if you have your favorite content, you can watch your own favorite content whenever you want, wherever you are, on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. And so by bringing in perfect Wi-Fi and great opportunities like Netflix on the television, we're enabling these guests to watch what they want.
So it really comes down to that TV is no longer a TV. It's a computer giving you what you have in terms of entertainment.
Yeah, it really becomes just a station, right? It's a station for you to turn in your own content whenever you want.
So it's all customized to what you want to have.
Exactly.
You have had some challenges, I would guess, over the years. What has been your biggest challenge you had to deal with as you're putting in sale together and growing?
Well, from a business challenge perspective, certainly 9/11 was the biggest challenge. We were in a business that was providing.
And that was about the time you started too, wasn't it?
It was just after we started, very soon after we started. So we had a business where we were providing hotels, equipment. We were providing in-room entertainment for hotels. We were providing seat-back entertainment for airlines. And that business dried up quite a bit.
Plummeted.
It dropped to the floor. And so being able to keep the team together and keep focus and keep the financials together while we kind of recrafted the business from scratch was an interesting opportunity. But we're closer and better for it.
I believe it was Nietzsche that said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Boy, it made us stronger.
I'm sure you were very close to not staying in business because of that. And you had to really do some things dramatically to stay in business.
Inches away.
You also, from what I've seen in a Dallas Business Journal article, that you had mother that influenced you to do what you were doing. How did that – what was it about your mother that caused you to be the person you are today?
My mom was a really hard worker. So she had – she worked at Parkland Hospital. She was the lead trauma nurse at Parkland Hospital on the weekends so that she could be with us during the week. And then she started a whole bunch of antique mall shops so that she could raise additional money from that. And so just watching her work ethic as she always found a way to stay with us, be with us, spend time with us, and yet used some entrepreneurial spirit to bring money in that we needed to put food on the table.
We're speaking with Vanessa Ogle. Vanessa is the CEO of Enseo. Their website is enseo.com. Where do you get your ideas from in order to continue to grow your business? Is it from the outside? Is it your people? Where do you come up with new things to put into your systems?
That's a great question, Steve. And it's, I think it's a combination. So there's the false Henry Ford quote, right, that says, if I listened to my customers, they would have told me I needed faster horses instead of to build the automobile. There's some truth to that. I can't just go to the hoteliers and say, what do you want the system to do? Because that's really not their business. However, receiving from them, now that we have a working platform, what are the other things that this platform can do for you that will help to run your business and make it stronger? And that's why we're adding all kinds of things to the system, such as in-room control. If there's not a guest in the room, we can change the thermostat so that the temperature is more appropriate and we can have some sustainability and lower the cost of energy consumption in that room, making sure that we can send information to housekeeping teams as they're in the room. What can it be used for from a communication protocol standpoint? So a combination of looking at the technology and bringing that in as a translation to help them in their business, that comes from us. And then listening to them and receiving from them what's working well and what could we do better.
We haven't talked about the digital signage business. What do you do there?
The digital signage business is something where we work with third-party integrators, and our product drives a lot of the digital signage that you see in most of the major big box retailers, whose name I'm not allowed to mention. But if you think of the largest retailer in the country, we drive a lot of the technology that is in their showrooms that sells televisions and things at the drugstore and things at their grocery stores. And so they put their messaging in front of their guest or their shopper no differently than the hotels get to put their message in front of their guest who stays in the hotel room.
So you're simply expanding on the idea you already had.
Exactly.
So tell everybody one more time how they can find out more about what you do.
Our website is a great place, a great resource, www.nseo.com.
Well, Vanessa, thank you very much for being a Playmaker and being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Vanessa Ogle is the CEO of Enseo. Our first guest was Mike Curtis. He is president of Texas Envelope Company. This has been a terrific show. Thank you to our Playmakers. And thank you very much for joining us. It's been great having everybody on the show and listening. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.